USA Radio News.
A third COVID vaccine could be available in just a few months. Johnson & Johnson releasing data yesterday that shows its vaccine is 72% effective in the U.S. in preventing moderate and severe COVID. While that's lower than the effectiveness of the other vaccines, Dr. Anthony Fauci tells NBC News the new vaccine still has benefits.
Number one, it's a single dose, much more convenient. It doesn't require a very stringent cold chain. You can just keep it in a refrigerator. It's relatively cheap, and the company can make billions of doses.
If approved by the FDA and CDC, Johnson & Johnson expects to have 100 million doses by June. New York's governor defending how the state counted COVID deaths among nursing home residents. New York's attorney general finding this week that the state underreported the number of COVID nursing home deaths by over 50%. If a nursing home resident got COVID at the facility but died at the hospital, the state counted it as a hospital death. Governor Andrew Cuomo saying yesterday where the person died shouldn't matter. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
President Biden wants a COVID relief bill passed soon, even if it isn't bipartisan. Most Republicans are opposed to his $2 trillion proposal and would like something smaller. Biden yesterday, though, says bold action is needed.
Millions of people are out of work, unemployed. Future millions are held back for no good reason other than our failure to act. So the choice couldn't be clearer. We have learned from past crises the risk is not doing too much. The risk is not doing enough.
Without GOP support, Democrats could use the budget reconciliation process to pass the bill. That process calls for a simple majority instead of the 60 votes needed to avoid a filibuster. George W. Bush showing his support for a controversial GOP lawmaker. President Bush's chief of staff telling CNN yesterday that Bush will call Dick Cheney today to praise his daughter Liz Cheney, the Wyoming congresswoman drawing criticism from her fellow Republicans for voting to impeach President Trump. Bush expected to wish the former vice president a happy 80th birthday and thank him for his daughter's service. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The White House revealing more about President Biden's call with Vladimir Putin. Here's Tim Berg.
The new Biden administration is looking over the tense situation with Russia. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki confirming that President Biden called on Russian President Vladimir Putin to release Alexei Navalny.
As we have publicly, as our team has repeatedly called for through the course of the last several weeks. In terms of the specifics of the conversation, I don't have any more details for you on that.
Additionally, Biden raised the issue of a recent cyber attack on U.S. companies and government entities. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A U.S. Capitol Police officer will be laid to rest this week. Jeremy Scott has more.
Officer Brian Sicknick will become just the third officer to lie in state at the U.S. Capitol, an honor typically reserved for government leaders. He died from the injury suffered when he was attacked with a fire extinguisher by a mob that stormed the Capitol on January 6th. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced on Friday that Officer Sicknick's body will lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda on Tuesday night. Saying in a statement, the U.S. Congress is united in grief, gratitude, and solemn appreciation for the service and sacrifice of Officer Brian Sicknick. His body will arrive in a ceremony followed by a viewing. A tribute from lawmakers will follow. Officer Sicknick will then be buried Wednesday at Arlington National Cemetery. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.